It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Several California lawmakers say a person's immigration status should not prevent someone from getting a law license. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, legislators will consider a resolution that praises an undocumented immigrant's effort to become a lawyer.
35-year-old Sergio Garcia came to the U.S. as a toddler, then left the country when he was 9. He returned at age 17, graduated law school, and passed the state bar. Since Garcia is undocumented, he's now waiting for the California Supreme Court to decide whether he can receive a law license. Several lawmakers have authored a resolution that says a person's immigration status shouldn't matter. Garcia says even though a resolution is not legally binding, he's grateful.
This is one of those moments where the fact that I speak two languages doesn't seem to help me much, because words are just not enough to express to you how much I appreciate your support.
Garcia has waited 17 years for a visa. The California Supreme Court could decide as soon as this fall whether to allow him to get a law license. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Yesterday was a frustrating day for Californians who stopped by the DMV. A failed network router shut down the computer systems at nearly all 169 field offices from about 8 a.m. till noon. The DMV's Mike Morando says anyone who missed the deadline because of the outage won't get stuck with a higher bill.
We recognize that customers do come in on the date that certain fees are due, and if this event today, if this outage today prevented them from making a transaction, we'd like to hear from them, because we do work with them one-on-one on a case-by-case basis.
This is the DMV's second computer glitch in the last few months. A 4-day website crash in late June did not impact the field offices like Tuesday's outage did. Morando says the two issues are not related, and today should be business as usual. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.